Good morning. It's 8:35. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. The assessment of damages to Vermont's woodlands caused by the recent ice storm continues. Chittenden County Forester Keith Thompson said that trees in interior forests in the county suffered broken branches and young trees were bent over. But he says more extensive damage is in Franklin County.
The biggest story is the damage to infrastructure. A lot of these branches fell on sap lines. And these sugar makers are right at the time when they're getting ready to start tapping their trees.
Thompson said he doesn't expect that there will be negative impact on the maple syrup crop this year, but trees that have suffered about 25 to 50% crown loss will see a drop in productivity next year. More damage to the tops of trees could have long-range consequences.
When you get into more than 75% damage or crown loss, then the tree really is at risk. Their ability to heal themselves and the amount of surface area that might be an opportunity for an infection is increased when you get that much damage, and these stresses compound.
Thompson said that we did learn from the ice storm of 1998 that Vermont's maple trees are resilient. He said that the state's oldest maples can live from 150 to 300 years and will experience numerous severe weather events during their lives. Senator Patrick Leahy is headed back to Washington this weekend as Congress prepares to get back to work after its holiday break. Leahy says he's optimistic Democrats and Republicans will come to terms this year on some key pieces of legislation. The senator said his priorities include passing a farm bill as well as an immigration bill. And finally, a history museum in Norwich at Norwich University is readying its latest exhibition in a series on the Civil War. The exhibit opens January 13th and will focus on the year 1864, examining the role of military surgeons who treated wounded soldiers, including at Vermont's three Civil War hospitals. Skies becoming cloudy region-wide, a rising chance for sleet, snow, or freezing rain later on this evening. Steve Molesky is along next with the latest Eye in the Sky forecast. For VPR News, I'm Aaron Kimball.